Epilogue 1. Sancho Ramirez and Pedro I had managed to install watch positions in front of the main Muslim populations of the Ever Valley, but they lacked sufficient means to try to conquer them. They lacked human resources, cavalry forces, and offensive war machines capable of knocking down walls. On the other hand, the flourishing Aragonese nobility was not very interested in the conquest, and the lack of a regular army prevented any moderately long campaign as was required. Achieving all that was the merit of Alfonso I. The bachelor will grant advantageous exemptions and privileges to those who help him militarily. He will found his own military orders, will stimulate new legislation, will summon men from the other side of the Pyrenees, where he will acquire new warlike devices with which to knock down and assault walls. He will obtain from the church itself a bull of the crusade to attract men from all over Europe. That is part of his great work. The rest, military action. In 30 years, it took his predecessors 393 years to reach where they did. Alfonso I tripled the territory left to him by his brother Pedro I, recapturing, despite the opposition of the Almoravids, which had taken Zaragoza in 1110, a large territory whose perimeter was delimited by Tamarite 1107, Egea 1105-1106, Zaragoza 1118, Tudela 1119, Soria 1120, Calatayud 1120, Molina de Aragon 1128, Cella 1129, Morella 1117, and Fraga 1133.